show some pictures and talk a little bit about the trip in Sunday school. Acabo de regresar de las Filipinas, tremendo viaje, una bendición tremenda. El domingo voy a estar enseñando fotos y hablando acerca del viaje por la mañana en la escuela dominical. So, I'm just happy to be back. A little jet lagged. Todavía no me he ajustado a los cambios de hora. 4 o'clock in the morning, my eyes are like this. I'm ready to go and take over the world. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I feel like it's 4 in the morning. I'm like, I'm almost there. Ya casi, casi me pongo al día. But I want to share with you guys tonight. If you can get the PowerPoint up, Danny. How many of you are in a battle? In a battle. We all are. We all are. How many of us get tired in this battle? What do we need to be able to finish this battle? Endurance. Endurance. Are we recording yet, Danny? When we run races, or when they run races, because I don't run races, but when they run races, one of the key components that you're trained for is endurance. Because if you put everything you've got into that first quarter mile in a mile race, you'll have run out of gas. You'll have nothing left to give at the rest of the race. If you're running a marathon and you sprint out of the blocks, you'll run out of gas before you finish. And so you're trained for endurance. You're trained to be able to last longer and survive longer and be stronger. And so I want to share with you 4 keys to endurance from somebody who endured a lot. Quiero compartir 4 llaves con ustedes, 4 claves para poder resistir y soportar y vencer de alguien que pasó por muchas batallas en su vida. Nobody, I think one of my hero in the Old Testament is Moses. He's my hero. Mi héroe en el Antiguo Testamento es Moisés. When I consider what he did, I'm not talking about the miracles God did. No estoy hablando de los milagros que Dios hizo. I'm talking about what Moses had to put up with 2 million people in the desert. Lo que tuvo que soportar Moisés con 2 millones de personas en el desierto. And a lot of these people were not easy to get along with. Mucha de esta gente no fueron fáciles. He struggled, he battled, what an endurance. ¿Qué clase de fuerza tuvo ese hombre para perseverar? He had mastered these 4 keys. Él había entendido estas claves. And he made it part of his life, and that's why he succeeded. Y él pudo implementar estas verdades en su vida y por eso tuvo el éxito que tuvo. When we talk about keys, cuando hablamos de llaves, 4 keys that I want to talk to you about, I hope metaphorically we understand what keys do. Entendemos lo que es una llave, metafóricamente hablando. Keys are very important because in our daily lives, we can't do anything without them. En la vida diaria, sin las llaves, no hacemos nada. We can't do anything without our keys. We can't get into our car. We can't get into our house. Sometimes we can't get into our work. You know, we can't even open the mailbox if we have one of those kind of mailboxes. You can't do anything without your keys. Sin las llaves no podemos hacer nada. Son muy importantes. They're very important. And what we do with them usually is we open doors because we want to access what's behind that door. Normalmente usamos las llaves para abrir puertas porque nos interesa lo que hay detrás de esas puertas. Physically, we open the door to our house because we want the comfort of our house, to be inside, the air conditioning, the food, the bed, everything that comes with it. Físicamente, abrimos la puerta de la casa con la llave porque queremos lo que hay adentro, el aire, la cama, la comida, la comodidad. We grant access. Keys grant us access to what we need. Por eso se usa la frase llaves, that's why we use the phrase keys, to talk about things that grant us access to something that we want or need or desire. Por eso usamos esa analogía de la llave para hablar de algo que nos da acceso a lo que deseamos, necesitamos o queremos. And keys also lock doors for our protection. Las llaves también sirven para cerrar puertas, para protegernos, para poner candados. In some neighborhoods, you have 3 or 4 locks on a door. En algunos barrios hay 3 o 4 llavines en una puerta. Because you want to feel protected, and keys lock those secure doors. Y las llaves son las que aseguran esas puertas. Now, the other component of what I want to talk to you about is endurance. Es la perseverancia. The definition of endurance, it's a noun, the ability or strength to continue or last, especially despite fatigue, stress, or other adverse conditions. Stamina. ¿Qué quiere decir la palabra sostenerse? Quiere decir la habilidad o la fuerza para continuar, para sobrevivir, especialmente a pesar de la fatiga, el estrés y otras condiciones adversas. Stamina. So, 4 keys to endurance. 4 llaves a la perseverancia. These 4 keys will allow you to live an effective life of endurance and in the hardship that we face. Para poder sobrevivir en los tiempos difíciles que enfrentamos. And they're taken right out of the life of Moses. Directamente de la vida de Moisés. Why did God use Moses so effectively? ¿Cómo pudo Dios usar a Moisés tan efectivamente? Tan eficazmente. I think it's because he was able to answer 4 of life's ultimate questions. Y creo que es porque él pudo responder a 4 preguntas importantes en la vida. These are the 4 keys. Estas son las 4 llaves. ¿Cómo contestamos estas preguntas? How we answer these 4 questions makes a lot of a difference, a big difference in whether we will have endurance or not. ¿Cómo contestamos esta pregunta? Marca una diferencia si vamos a poder subsistir y sobrevivir o no. What are these 4 questions? Here they are. Who am I? What are my choices? What is really important? And what are my goals? Estas son las 4 preguntas que si las contestamos bien, nos vamos a mantener hasta el final. These are the questions that if we master them, if we understand them, if we answer them correctly, they will help us endure no matter what, all the way to the end. No importa lo que pase, hasta el final. It's a question of identity. It's a question of choices. A question of priorities. A question of goals. Son preguntas importantes. And you say, well, this doesn't sound like the kind of stuff that's going to help me endure. Dice, bueno, esto no suena como el tipo de idea que me van a ayudar a sobrevivir. It did for Moses. Lo hizo para Moisés. So it could definitely do it for us. So we need to look at it in Moses' life and then figure out how that applies to us. Entonces lo vamos a ver en la vida de Moisés y vamos a ver cómo aplica a la vida de nosotros. Hebrews 11, 24 to 27. Open your Bibles there, mark it, read it. Even though I have it up here, I want you to have it. Yo creo que lo lean en su Biblia, aunque yo lo voy a tener aquí arriba. Hebreos 11, 24 al 27. Hebrews 11, 24 to 27. And we're going to break it down into the 4 choices or the 4 keys to endurance. Y vamos a mirarlo como las 4 llaves para perseverar. Hebrews 11, 24 says, "It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible." That passage is so loaded. Ese párrafo está tan cargado. It has so much. Tiene tanto. That it's hard for us to unpack it in 45 minutes. Es difícil para nosotros desempaquetarlo en 45 minutos. So I'm going to go quickly through it. Voy a ir rápido. But the good thing is we're recording it. So you can take a CD and then listen to it again. And try to get more out of it as you go through it. Lo estamos grabando así, lo pueden escuchar después y tratar de sacarle más. So, first key is understanding your identity. La primera llave es entender tu identidad. Moses suffered an identity crisis. He was born Jewish but raised Egyptian.
Lo primero que Moisés tuvo que enfrentar es una crisis de identidad, porque nació judío y fue criado entre los egipcios. So what am I? Am I Jewish or am I Egyptian? ¿Seré judío o soy egipcio? And this wasn't a simple little choice where you put on an application, I'm Cuban or I'm American or I'm Nicaraguan. It's not like that. Whatever he chose had incredible consequences. No era una decisión fácil como llenar una planilla y poner cubano, americano, argentino, no. El asunto aquí es, lo que él escogiera iba a tener graves consecuencias. And he had to make a choice. Tenía que escoger su identidad. He could not live this life of being a Jew and an Egyptian in a place where the Jews were the slaves and the Egyptians were the masters. Él no podía seguir con la doble identidad en un lugar donde los judíos eran esclavos y los egipcios eran los dueños, los amos. It wasn't working. He had to settle the question, who am I? Now, I want you to walk this through me. His decision affected the rest of his life. If he said, I am an Egyptian, si él dice, yo soy un egipcio, look at his consequences. Mira lo que iba a pasar. He was going to have the easy life. Iba a tener la vida suave porque iba a vivir en el palacio de Faraón. He was going to have the easy life in Pharaoh's palace. He would enjoy a good career. He may have had a shot at the throne. Who knows? Some people say he could have had a shot at the throne. He would have enjoyed fame and fortune, but he would have failed to accomplish God's will for his life. He would have missed God's best life. ¿Qué hubiera pasado si dice, yo soy egipcio? Hubiera tenido la vida fácil. Se hubiera criado en el palacio, hubiera tenido una buena carrera, quizás el trono hubiera sido de él en algún momento. Todo lo que él quería, pero se iba a perder de hacer lo que Dios quería para su vida. Y por lo tanto se iba a perder lo mejor que Dios tenía para él. Now think about this for a minute. Is there anything really bad about being an Egyptian in the palace? ¿Hay algo realmente malo de haber escogido ser Egipto? No. Actually, it would have been a pretty good life. En realidad hubiera sido una vida bastante buena. Pero dejar lo bueno o aceptar lo bueno y perderte lo mejor, it's not a good deal. It's not a good deal to pick something that's good and miss out on the best. This was a tough situation for Moses. Esta era una situación bien difícil para Moisés. He could have justified choosing Egyptian. He could have said, I'm an Egyptian and justify it. Él pudo haber dicho, yo soy egipcio y haberlo justificado. Because from here I can help my people. If one day I become the Pharaoh, I'll take away their slavery. He could have started coming up with reasons why it's a good idea to be an Egyptian. Él pudo haber justificado esto diciendo, bueno, yo desde aquí lo puedo ayudar más. Un día quizás llego al trono y entonces los puedo liberar. But all of those would have been excuses. Todo eso hubieran sido excusas. Because his people were suffering. Porque su pueblo estaba sufriendo, and he knew about it. Y él lo sabía. Now, how often do we settle for what is unsatisfying and miss out God's best in our life? ¿Cuántas veces nos conformamos con cosas que realmente nos satisfacen y a la vez nos perdemos todo lo que Dios tiene para nosotros? I can give you a list a mile long of people that have settled for a life that doesn't satisfy them and they are missing everything God has for them. Yo les pongo una lista de una cuadra de personas que se han conformado con lo poco que este mundo ofrece y se están perdiendo todo lo que Dios tiene para ellos. It doesn't make any sense, but people make that choice. No tiene sentido, pero las personas toman esa decisión. How often do we settle for the temporal and miss out of the eternal? ¿Cuántas veces nos conformamos con lo temporario y nos perdemos lo eterno? I can understand why people do it. Entiendo por qué sucede. Because whatever is temporary, at least you can see it. And you can touch it, and it's here, and it's now, and it's real. The eternal is out there somewhere. Can't get it yet, can't touch it yet, can't see it yet, can't enjoy it yet. So I'm giving up a bird in hand for two that might come by flying later. That's why it's easy to pick the material world.
Es fácil escoger lo material porque lo vemos. Lo temporal lo vemos, lo tocamos, es parte de nuestra vida real. Lo eterno todavía no lo hemos visto. No lo tenemos. Está fuera del alcance. Estamos soltando el pájaro que tenemos en la mano con la esperanza de que después van a pasar dos.
And so I can understand why people do it. Moses could settle for the life in Pharaoh's royal palace, but he's going to miss God's palace.
Si Moisés escoge el palacio de Faraón, se pierde el palacio de Dios.
Pharaoh's palace was right there in front of his eyes. He lived in it.
El palacio de Faraón estaba ahí. Él vivía ahí.
God's palace, he couldn't see it yet.
El palacio de Dios todavía no se ve.
So, it would have been easy for him to choose to stay there.
Hubiera sido fácil para él escoger.
However, the decision may appear even more difficult from an existential perspective. If he chose, I'm Jewish, he would have been humiliated. He would have been kicked out of the palace. He would have to live as a slave with the rest of his life, for the rest of his life.
Si él, en vez de decir egipcio, dice, yo soy judío, lo hubieran humillado. Lo hubieran botado del palacio con una patada por el trasero. Y el resto de su vida iba a tener que ser un esclavo con el resto de los judíos.
Understand something here. Entienden algo aquí. When Moses makes this decision, he has no idea that God is going to set the people free. Making this choice is a choice to move out, move in with his people, and work as a slave.
Cuando Moisés escoge esto, él no tiene ni idea de que Dios los va a liberar de Egipto. Él escoge esto pensando que a él le va a tocar ser esclavo con los egipcios por el resto de su vida.
Think about it. He's making a choice to say, no, you know what? I'm Jewish and I belong with my people. And where is that? Making brick for Pharaoh 16 hours a day. And being beaten if you don't produce as much as you should.
Él escoge, si él dice, yo soy judío y pertenezco con mi gente, le hubiera tocado fabricar ladrillos 16 horas al día y con un látigo detrás por no fabricar lo que tenía que fabricar.
He had no idea that he was going to be the liberator and that they were going to leave the land and that God was going to do all these miracles. He didn't have a crystal ball. Actually, when God called him to do it, he said, are you nuts? I'm not going to do that. He not only had he not thought of it, when he was told he didn't want to do it, he didn't believe it.
So, I mean, you know that he made this choice thinking that he would pay the ultimate price of suffering with his people. That's what makes his choice incredible. Lo que hace esta selección increíble es que él escoge esto pensando lo peor, que va a sufrir lo peor con su gente. Ni por la mente le pasó que Dios los iba a sacar, que Dios lo iba a usar a él, que iban a ver milagros y todo. Es más, cuando Dios lo llama, él le dice a Dios, no hombre, ¿quién soy yo para hacer eso? Yo no lo voy a hacer.
Eso es lo que hace que esta decisión sea tan increíble. What is he willing to give up? He saw his people being abused and he could not stay silent.
Él vio el abuso de los judíos y le molestó y no podía quedarse callado.
And he was a man of character and integrity. He could not, wow, that was fast. He could not silence his conscience. So he made a choice that profoundly impacted the rest of his life.
Él era un hombre de carácter, un hombre de integridad. Él no se podía quedar callado. Por lo tanto, toma una decisión que impactó el resto de su vida.
I want to break it down with you a little bit.
Quiero que lo veamos en detalle.
It was by faith, verse 24, that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Por la fe, Moisés, cuando creció, rehusó llamarse hijo de la hija de Faraón.
Moses chose his true identity and chose to live the life God had called him to. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin.
Escogiendo antes ser vituperado con el pueblo de Dios que gozar de los deleites temporales del pecado.
Moses chose suffering with his people instead of enjoying the temporary pleasures in the palace. He chose to live by his divine identity, not his human identity, and this came with immediate and long-term consequences.
Fíjense los verbos. Notice the verbs that this passage uses. Fíjense los verbos que usa este pasaje.
He refused and he chose. Rechazó o rehusó y escogió.
Those verbs are very important in this whole idea, because the second key is all about accepting responsibility.
Porque la segunda llave es aceptar responsabilidad. He made a choice of his identity. I am Jewish. Decidió, yo soy judío, esa es la identidad que Dios me dio y eso es lo que yo voy a hacer.
He says, I am Jewish, that's the identity God gave me and that's who I'm going to be. Now I have to take responsibility for my decision.
Ahora tiene que tomar responsabilidad por su decisión.
We must not live constantly blaming others for the circumstances in our lives.
Es muy natural para nosotros echarle la culpa a los demás por lo que pasa en nuestras vidas. Tenemos que aprender a tomar responsabilidad.
We need to take responsibility. What we bring about in our lives.
Reality is we all have choices we can make about our lives and our circumstances. We can choose how we're going to live our lives. God has given us the freedom to do so.
Nosotros escogemos cómo vamos a vivir nuestra vida.
Dios nos ha dado esa libertad.
And when we make that choice, we can't blame anybody but ourselves for the things that happen in our lives.
Y cuando tomamos esas decisiones, no podemos culpar a nadie por las cosas que traemos a nuestra propia vida.
But understand this, what we choose today determines our tomorrow.
Un principio bien importante, lo que hoy determinamos y escogemos determina nuestro futuro.
The choices we make today are going to tell us where we're going to be tomorrow.
Lo que escogemos hoy nos dice dónde vamos a estar mañana.
If these two aisles represent two ways of living my life,
si estos dos pasillos representan dos maneras de vivir mi vida,
and I choose this path to go down my life,
y yo escojo este pasillo para vivir mi vida,
at the end, where am I going to find myself? I'm not going to find myself over there. I'm going to find myself over here.
Al final, ¿dónde me voy a encontrar? No me voy a encontrar allá, me voy a encontrar al final de aquí.
You pick a path and that takes you down a path to a place where you're going to go.
It's our choices.
I've said it other times, se lo he dicho en otras ocasiones. If you want to go to New York, you cannot take I-95 south. It's not going to take you there.
Si quieres ir para Nueva York, no puedes coger la 95 sur.
And if you want to go to Key West, you can't get the Turnpike North.
Y si quieres ir a Cayo Hueso, no puedes coger el Turnpike para el norte.
The road you pick and the direction you go takes you to the destination you end up in.
El camino que cogemos te lleva al destino que lleva ese camino.
And that's part of the reason why we need to make good choices.
Eso es parte de la razón por la cual tenemos que tomar buenas decisiones.
In verse 24, it says that Moses refuses. And in verse 25, it says that he chooses. Let's look at that for a minute. You cannot choose a new way of living until you choose to abandon the old way of living.
En el versículo 24 dice que Moisés rehusó. Y en el versículo 25 dice que escogió. Y el principio aquí es que tú no puedes escoger una nueva manera de vivir hasta que tú no rechazas la antigua manera de vivir.
By choosing one, you automatically reject the other.
Al escoger una, automáticamente rechazas la otra.
If he chose Egyptian, he rejected the Jews. And if he chooses Jews, he rejects the Egyptians.
It's that way.
And when you choose Christ, you're rejecting the world. And that kingdom and its king. But when you choose the world, you're rejecting Christ and his kingdom. You can't have it both ways.
Jesus said it, you cannot serve two lords. You cannot serve two masters. Jesús lo dijo, tú no puedes servir a dos señores. Si o amas a uno y aborreces al otro, o viceversa.
You either choose one and abhor the other, or vice versa.
Now, when Moses did make his decision, when did Moses make his decision? ¿Cuándo tomó Moisés su decisión?
When he grew up.
Cuando creció.
That's an important point as well. Because a sign of maturity is being able to accept responsibility for our decisions, not blaming others.
We love to blame other people. Look at what happened in the Garden of Eden. Parte de lo que es la madurez es tomar responsabilidad por nuestras decisiones. Dice que cuando él creció, entonces escogió. Rehusó, escogió y tomó decisiones Y era porque había madurado. Parte de la madurez. A nosotros nos encanta echarle la culpa a los demás. Mira lo que pasó en el jardín del Edén.
God says to Adam, what happened? And he blames Eve. It wasn't my fault, it was her fault. Eve, what happened? It wasn't my fault, it was the snake's fault. Snake, what happened? It wasn't... I guess it was my fault. There's nobody else to blame.
Pero that's not the way God wants us to handle these things. We need to be responsible.
Adam made a choice, and he had to be responsible for it, and God holds him responsible for it. Eve made a choice, God holds her responsible for it. The enemy made a choice, he was held responsible for it. Everybody's responsible for the choices they make.
Adán le echó la culpa a Eva, Eva le echó la culpa a la serpiente, pero Dios los mantuvo a todos culpables por sus propias decisiones.
Adán escogió y tuvo que pagar un precio. Eva escogió y tuvo que pagar un precio. La serpiente escogió y tuvo que pagar un precio.
We can't blame other people for the choices that we make. We cannot blame others for the path that we choose. We must make our own decisions and assume full responsibility. Moses grew up and made a choice and then assumed responsibility for his choices.
Key number three, la tercera llave, clarify your values.
Aclara tus valores.
Moses identified himself. Okay, instead of an Egyptian, I'm a Jew. Okay, step key number one, your identity. That was God's identity for him. Key number two, he assumed responsibility. He made a choice and assumed responsibility for his choice. Now, key number three is establishing your values. Clarifying what you value.
El primer paso es entender tu identidad, escogió ser judío, que es la identidad que Dios le había dado. El segundo paso es tomó responsabilidad por su vida y sus decisiones. Ahora el tercer paso es aclarar nuestros valores.
Now, how do we see that in the passage? We have to decide what is really important.
Tenemos que decidir lo que realmente es importante.
If you're gonna, the whole topic is endurance, right? If you're gonna endure, you're gonna endure because you are pursuing what is really important. If what you are pursuing is not that important, when things get hard, you abandon it. The only things you don't abandon are the things that you consider really important.
Si no escogemos las cosas que realmente son importantes, cuando la cosa se pone fuerte, abandonamos la carrera. ¿Por qué? Porque no vamos a correr y no nos vamos a fatigar por algo que realmente no consideramos importante. Solamente nos aguantamos y nos sostenemos ahí por lo que consideramos sumamente importante.
So, a lot of people run out of gas because they have been chasing things that are not that important. And when things get really hard, they lose what they were chasing and they lose the race.
Muchas personas se frustran y fracasan y no perduran porque se pasan corriendo detrás de cosas que no son importantes. Y cuando se le pone fuerte la cosa, abandonan esa meta y abandonan la carrera completamente.
This is a very serious decision.
Es una decisión bien seria.
Moses clarified his values and established his priorities. Verse 26 is the one that tells us this.
En el versículo 26 lo vemos. He thought, usó su mente,
he thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt. He was looking ahead to his great reward. He determined what was going to be more important in his life.
Él determinó lo que iba a ser más importante en su vida. Escogiendo, considerándolo mejor sufrir por la causa de Cristo que tener todos los tesoros de Egipto, porque estaba mirando el galardón.
His focus was on that. Now, I want to break this down for you because I think that he considered God's will infinitely more value than Egypt's treasures.
Moisés consideró la voluntad de Dios lo más importante en su vida, hacer lo que Dios le había llamado a hacer, mucho más que todos los tesoros que Egipto tenía.
What do we value in life?
¿Qué es lo que nosotros valoramos en la vida?
I know what the right answer is, God's will.
La respuesta correcta es la voluntad de Dios.
But do we really value God's will?
¿Pero realmente valoramos la voluntad de Dios?
Is that really why we're running this race?
¿Es realmente esa la razón por la que estoy corriendo esta carrera? ¿Porque quiero hacer la voluntad de Dios?
We really need to consider that. Because if not, you're not going to be able to finish this race.
Porque si no, no vas a terminar esta carrera. Unless you are pursuing God's will for your life, you will run out of gas before this race is over. A menos que estemos buscando y siguiendo la voluntad de Dios en nuestra vida, nos cansaremos y nos rendiremos antes que se acabe la carrera. And many people do. What do we value in life? What are the values that govern our lives? What are we dedicating time to? ¿Sabe cómo sabemos lo que nosotros valoramos? ¿A qué le dedicamos tiempo? You want to know what we really value in life? What do we give our time to? What do you give your time to? ¿A qué le damos el tiempo? One of the exercises that they do in seminary, always for seminary students coming in their first year, that I think is a great, great task, is that they make them do a log of how they spend their time. Every day, you log what you do from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep for a whole week. And then you sit down and analyze it. How many hours did I do this? How many hours did I do that? How many hours? And when you look at that, you realize where you are putting all of your time and all of your energy. And that is what is most important in your life, whether you like it or not. El ejercicio es que hacen una, los obligan a hacer una lista de todo lo que hacen desde que se levantan hasta que se acuestan por una semana. Y entonces al final analizan cuántas horas le dedicas a esto, cuántas horas le dedicas a esto. Y ahí vas a ver a qué tú le dedicas la mayor parte de tu tiempo. Y eso es lo que tú valoras más en tu vida, aunque no te guste. If we really are honest, si somos honestos, and we did that in our lives, y hacemos eso en nuestra vida, understanding that many of us work, and okay, I do 8 hours of work, that's understandable. That's probably going to be the biggest block of time in your day. Entiendo que trabajamos y 8 horas de trabajo o 10 horas, ese va a ser la mayor parte de tu tiempo. But the rest of your time, how are you using? Pero el resto del tiempo, ¿cómo lo usa? Really, what you need to measure, realmente lo que tenemos que medir es how much time do I spend in God's Word, in prayer, in church, or studying God's Word versus everything else, comparado con todos los demás. It's okay to do everything else. No hay problema con hacer las demás cosas. But if you're spending 4 hours playing video games and then 20 minutes of reading the Bible and prayer, we know what's more important in your life. If we're spending 4 hours watching Netflix, 5 hours or 6 hours binging on Netflix series like I've done sometimes, and then I say, how much time did I spend in prayer and in God's Word today? An hour? Something's off. What do we really value? Because that's where we're going to spend our time on. Is it okay to watch Netflix? Of course. Is it okay to play video games? Of course. But there has to be a balance, and the balance has to weigh in favor of God's things in our lives. El problema no es ver un programa ni jugar un juego. El problema es el desbalance. We need to give more to God, and that shows our priorities, our values. We have to decide what is really important. If we don't determine what it is of value in our lives, others are going to determine it for us. Si tú no determinas lo que es de valor en tu vida, otro lo va a determinar por ti. That's just the way it is. Somebody will find something for you to do if you don't find something to do, if you don't prioritize. If we don't determine how we will use our time, others are going to determine it for us. That's how it works. If we don't decide how we're going to spend our money, others are going to decide for us how to spend our money. We need to take the bull by the horns. We need to take control. We need to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do with my time, with my priorities, and with my money. Nosotros somos los que tenemos que tomar la decisión aquí. Esto es lo que voy a hacer con mi tiempo, con mi dinero, con mi energía. Esto, a esto es lo que le voy a enfocar. Porque si no lo hacemos nosotros, otro toma y lo hace por nosotros. Y nos llena el tiempo y nos saca el dinero y hace cosas que no tienen nada que ver con lo que Dios quiere para nosotros. We have to determine what's important in our lives. What are the most important values in this world? ¿Qué es lo que este mundo más valora? ¿A qué dedica este mundo todo su tiempo y todo su dinero y todos los recursos? There are three things that this world dedicates everything they've got to. And these are the three most important things to this world. Y estas son las tres cosas que más importantes son para el mundo en el que nosotros vivimos. Pleasure, power, and possessions. Los placeres, el poder y las posesiones. The world we live in, that's what they do. Why do you work? Because I want more money. So I can buy more things and I can have more fun. ¿Para qué trabajas? Para tener más dinero, para comprar más cosas, para gastármelo y divertirme más todavía. It's a mentality, es una mentalidad where values have been clarified, donde se han aclarado los valores. And people choose and say, this is what I value. La gente dice, esto es lo que yo valoro. I value having a lot of money. Algunos dicen, yo valoro más que todo tener mucho dinero. And so they'll work three jobs, they don't have a life, and they don't spend a penny on nothing because they want money, 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 money. And they'll steal and they'll do whatever it takes because they want more money, more money, more money. And that's their single focus. Se enfocan, algunos se enfocan en el dinero y trabajan tres trabajos y roban y hacen lo que tengan que hacer porque es dinero y dinero y dinero, dinero. Other people, it's all about pleasure. Para otra persona es placer. They never have a penny because they get paid and they spend it all on alcohol, drugs, partying. They get paid Friday. By Sunday morning, they don't have a penny because they just partied it all Friday and Saturday. Otros que viven para el placer nunca tienen un kilo porque cobran el viernes y entre viernes y sábado se lo gastan todo en alcohol, bebidas, fiestas, lo que sea. Seeking pleasure. And that's what they live for. They live for the weekends. Para eso viven, para los fines de semana. How much more pleasure can I have next weekend? ¿Cuánto más placer puedo experimentar el fin de semana que viene? That becomes their value. That's what they live for. Other people do it for possessions. Similar to money. That's what drives this world. Eso es lo que maneja este mundo. By the world standards, Moses had it all. Fíjese que según el mundo, Moisés lo tenía todo. He had power, Pharaoh's son. Tenía poder, era el hijo de Faraón. He had money and wealth. All the treasures of Egypt were his. Tenía tesoro y dinero. Sí, todos los tesoros de Egipto eran de él. Pleasure, placer, everything he wanted. What would be denied of the Pharaoh's king? Women, drugs, drinks, whatever, everything. He had it all. Lo tenía todo. That's what he's walking away from. Cuando aclara sus valores, eso es lo que él deja atrás. Eso es lo que él desprecia, eso es lo que él rechaza. Yet Moses abandons all of it to pursue God's will. Would you be willing to make a decision like that? ¿Tomarías tú una decisión así? ¿Tomaría yo una decisión así? It's easy for us who don't have anything to say, yeah, I would abandon the wealth. Es fácil para el que no tiene nada decir, no, no, yo abandonaría el dinero. Because you don't have any. Porque tú no tienes. But when you have, it's a little harder. Pero cuando tienes, es un poco más difícil. Upon clarifying his values, Moses realized that there are things that are more important than pleasure, power, and possessions. These things did not really satisfy him. He realized they were all temporary. Moisés se dio cuenta que ninguna de estas cosas realmente satisface porque son temporarios. Porque se acaban. They're temporary. They run out. Él escogió lo que era eterno. There are three things he chose. But let me give you an important principle. When you establish your values in life, you got to learn to say no. Cuando establecemos nuestros valores en la vida, tenemos que aprender a decir que no. How hard is it to say no? For some things, it's really easy. For some things, it's really easy. Things that I don't like, if you offer me liver, a liver sandwich, No. But if you say, let's go to Ben and Jerry's, it's like, yes. It's saying no is hard sometimes. Every time you choose something, you're saying no to something else.
Cada vez que tú dices que sí a algo, le estás diciendo que no a otra cosa.
Especially when you say yes to God, you're saying no to the world.
Cuando le dices que sí a Dios, le estás diciendo que no al mundo.
When you really mean it,
cuando realmente lo quieres decir.
And when you say yes to God, you no longer feel good doing the things that the world does.
Cuando realmente estás comprometido, no te agrada, no te satisface hacer lo que el mundo hace.
I'll tell you from my own experience, de mi propia experiencia. The very few times that I have found myself in a place where people are drinking and people are getting drunk and people are a little bit high and I feel so uncomfortable. I don't want to be there.
Las pocas veces que me he encontrado en un lugar donde la gente está tomando y alguna gente está un poco en nota o algo, yo no me siento bien. No quiero estar ahí.
I don't feel that that's my place. No me siento como que estoy en mi casa. I feel like a total stranger. That's what happens. You're saying yes to one thing and no to the other. But you take that person and bring him and sit him in church, and they feel like a stranger here.
Tomas esa persona y la sientas aquí, y aquí se siente como un extraño.
This is not their world. Their world is that one. Until they make a choice to say no to that and yes to this, there isn't going to be that commitment.
No va a haber ese compromiso.
We must decide what is really important. It's impossible to say yes to everything without corrupting our integrity.
No se le puede decir que sí a todo sin corromper nuestra integridad.
I found it much easier to say yes to God than to say no to everything else.
Es fácil decirle que sí a Dios.
Because he's offering you salvation, he's offering you forgiveness, he's offering you eternal life, he's offering you all of these things. So of course, yes, Lord, I'll take it. Gifts, okay. Blessings, bring it. That's easy. The hard part is the no part. The hard part is, yeah, okay, that, no, 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 that doesn't please God, that doesn't please God, doesn't please God. Three things that Moses chose and decided were valuable that still make it, that's why we remember him today. Give me just a couple of more minutes and we'll be done. First of all, Moses decided that God's purpose was more valuable than popularity.
Lo primero que Moisés decidió al aclarar sus valores es que la voluntad de Dios era más importante que la popularidad.
Verse 24 says he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That's the popular title. And he rejected it.
Rechazó la popularidad de ser hijo de la hija de Faraón. Eso era la popularidad. Rechazó la popularidad.
He wanted God's purpose for life. He preferred to be a slave doing God's will than king of Egypt with all its popularity.
Prefería ser un esclavo haciendo la voluntad de Dios que ser rey de los egipcios, fuera de la voluntad de Dios.
Incredible value choice. Number two, Moses decided that people were more valuable than pleasure.
Segundo, Moisés decidió cuando aclaró sus valores que las personas valen más que los placeres.
People are more valuable than pleasures. I can't tell you how many hearts are broken because people don't make this choice. Because people are treated as objects. Because people are not, people's emotions are not taken into account. People's emotions are not taken into account. And somebody will come into somebody's life and take advantage of them all they can and destroy them and walk away and leave the rubble there and go on to destroy the next person. Because their pleasure is more important than anybody, any one person is. That's not what it's like for the Christian. We feel compassion and we feel sympathy and we don't want to hurt other people. So we don't want to take advantage of other people. We consider people more important than pleasure.
Y Moisés tomó una decisión difícil de valorar más a las personas que el placer.
He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin.
Escogió sufrir con el pueblo de Dios antes que los placeres temporales de este mundo.
Moses chose suffering over pleasure. Can we do the same? ¿Podemos hacer nosotros lo mismo? Choose suffering over pleasure? That's a hard choice. And we have to make that choice every day. Es difícil y hay que hacerlo todos los días. Hay que escogerlo. He chose the hard life over the easy life. Why? Because he understood people more were valuable than pleasure. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt. Notice he rejected power. Fíjese que rechazó el poder en el versículo 24. He rejected pleasure in verse 25, and he rejected possessions, treasures, in verse 26. He rejected what everyone in this world desires. Number three, he clarified that God's peace is more valuable than treasures. La paz de Dios es más valiosa que los tesoros. I'm not going to go into that. It's self-explanatory. Jesus said, a man's life is not consist of his abundance of his possessions, and yet we spend all of our life thinking that it does, or living as it does. Jesús dijo, la vida del hombre es más que la abundancia de sus posesiones. Y sin embargo, vivimos la vida como si lo más importante fueran las posesiones. Moses did not make the choice that most people make. It's amazing that he gave up the three things that most people spend their entire lives trying to accomplish. Why did he do that? Why did he reject everything? Because he was looking ahead to his great reward. ¿Por qué hizo todo esto? ¿Por qué rechazó todo eso? Porque estaba mirando el galardón, el premio. Tenía los ojos puestos en un premio mejor que lo que él estaba rechazando. Think about it. We have an incentive to make these hard choices. Tenemos un incentivo para tomar estas decisiones difíciles. The incentive is that we have a prize that's coming that is far greater than everything you're rejecting. Tenemos un premio que viene que es mucho mayor que lo que estamos rechazando. It's the premise behind the game shows. Esta es la premisa en los juegos esos que hay en la televisión de para ganar dinero. It's like, okay, you have this much. There's one show called Let's Make a Deal. Hay un show que se llama Vamos a hacer un negocio aquí. You already have X number of dollars. I'll let you keep that, but don't open this suitcase. Now, there may be more money there, or there may be less. But you just stay with what you got and forget about this. That's a hard choice for us because we always say that one might have more money. And yet, what is God telling us? Look, you're leaving behind all of this that may seem valuable. I have something that's not a if. It's not a maybe. It's a for sure treasure that is eternal. Dios tiene un tesoro eterno para nosotros. Nos dice, deja eso, que eso tiene valor, pero no se compara con el valor de lo que yo tengo para ustedes. A statement I hope that all of us will catch is that our happiness is determined by our character. Somos felices y esa felicidad la determina nuestro carácter. Our character is determined by the choices that we make. Nuestro carácter lo determina las cosas que escogemos hacer. The choices are determined by our values. Escogemos basado en nuestros valores. And our values are determined by our vision. What are your eyes on? Y nuestros valores se determinan por donde tenemos la mirada puesta. ¿En qué tenemos los ojos puestos? Moses had his values right because he had his vision right. And that takes us to the fourth key. Y eso nos lleva a la cuarta llave. Never take your eyes off the prize. Moses persevered and had endurance because he never took his eyes off the prize. La razón por la cual Moisés perseveró y no se rindió y tuvo la victoria es porque no le quitó los ojos al galardón, al premio. It says he was looking ahead, beyond here and now, and it was a continuous action he was looking. He was a man of vision, his eyes of faith. He continually visualized his goal. He was persistent, focused, and all of his attention was focused on his goal. He constantly kept it before him. Cuando leemos ese pasaje, entendemos que él puso sus ojos en el premio que venía, no quitó sus ojos de ahí, nada lo movió, enfocado, determinado. Ese era su galardón y nadie se lo iba a quitar.
Verse 27, it was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. Why? He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. Who is the one who is invisible? Who is this? What happened here? It's God.
¿Cuál es el premio de él? ¿En qué tenía sus ojos puestos? En el invisible. ¿Quién es el invisible?
Dios. His eyes were on God. He saw him who is invisible. Moses never took his eyes off the goal. Why should I do that if I want to be an effective life? If I want to have an effective life. 5 key words in Moses' life. He refused. He chose. He thought. He saw. And then the key words in his life, is, all of these are in one perverse. And then the last word, he persevered. He kept on going. He endured. If you could summarize the life of Moses, you can summarize it in 2 words. He endured.
Todas estas palabras caracterizan la vida de Moisés. Rehusó, escogió, consideró, vio y perseveró. Podemos resumir su vida en que él perseveró.
Which keys are you missing?
¿Cuáles son las llaves que nos faltan a nosotros para poder perseverar?
What are the keys that we're missing to be able to persevere, to endure? Do we understand our identity? For us, it's not Jewish or Egyptian. For us, it's Christ, Christian or not.
Para nosotros, la identidad no es judío o egipcio. Es cristiano o no cristiano.
Am I a follower of Christ or not? Am I really committed to Christ or not? Am I of this world or am I of Christ's kingdom?
We have to make a choice. Tenemos que tomar una decisión.
And each one is going to have consequences. You choose this world, you're going to have temporary pleasures all you want. But you're going to miss out on God's best.
You choose God, you're going to have to suffer and struggle and go through some difficulty. But at the end, you're going to have treasures eternal and unheard of. Everything you're the best God has for you.
But you have to make a choice. Do we accept responsibility for our choices?
We need to be able to accept responsibility for our choices.
Are our values clear? Have we clarified our values?
Do we know what really is important in our lives?
And are we pursuing and structuring our lives around those things that are important?
And do we ever take the eye off the prize?
That's up to us to evaluate each of our own lives and see what God will do with it.
Let's stand up tonight.